David Bach is an amazingly popular and prolific financial author. He's written 11 consecutive national bestsellers, including Start Late, Finish Rich, and The Automatic Millionaire. In fact, his Finish Rich books have been published in more than 18 languages, with more than 7 million copies in print worldwide. David's new mission is to get America out of debt. He's just released his 12th book, Debt Free for Life, and we're actually going to preview it today. And you've seen David all over TV. He's been on Oprah 6 times. He's a frequent guest on The Today Show, Weekend Today, ABC's Live with Regis and Kelly, The View, CBS's Early Show, and lots more. He's been profiled in many major publications, including The New York Times, Business Week, USA Today, People, The Wall Street Journal, yes, and even Glamour and Redbook. It's a thrill to have him with us today. Welcome, David. It's very great to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
All right. With Tax Day, April 15th, shall we say, in our very recent memory, I wanted to talk about what our listeners should be thinking about and reading in order to make next Tax Day 2012 brighter. What are your suggestions?
You know, I'm going to give you some really simple suggestions. And the first one would be this. I really think that most people, if you have an income, and I would say over $35,000 a year, I really think you should hire a professional tax planner. You should hire a CPA. And the reason is, in my experience, hiring a CPA can get you 2 to 3 times your money back. So let's say you spend $500 having your taxes done professionally. In my experience, the person who spends $500 on their taxes will get back at least $1,500 in tax refunds. If you spend $2,500 on your taxes because your taxes are more complicated, you'll get back $5,000 on your tax refunds. So I think, first of all, making the investment in the net in the new year, some people will be listening to this have already done their taxes, but for the new year, hiring a tax planner and actually working with that tax planner throughout the year can really save you a lot of money. And people so often do their tax planning last minute. You know, they're scrambling to get their taxes done. And they simply miss out on a lot of tax deductions. They don't itemize their tax deductions correctly. And they basically give their hard-earned paycheck to the government when they could be getting huge amounts of tax deductions. They're just losing all those huge tax breaks that are out there. All right, so one thing I want to do is give everybody the most unbelievable free gift when it comes to doing your taxes. There is a special book that you can get that is free. Anybody who's listening should, first of all, go over to irs.gov. And on the IRS website, there's a publication called Publication 17. Very few people know this publication exists. The IRS has put together a book. It's almost 300 pages called Tax Guide 2010. And they literally call this the book that practically answers every single tax question you could ever have. And it is unbelievable because on their website, again, it's free. You can download it. They list everything that was new for 2010. They go through all the new tax deductions, and they list all the types of standard deductions and itemized deductions that people should be considering taking. And it's amazing to me because as I just said earlier, I recommend you have a professional CPA help you with your taxes. Even when you hire a professional, they're not always completely up to date with all the tax changes because there's so many tax changes every year. So I would take the time to go to irs.gov, print again, it's publication 17. It's free. Read through it. Make sure you didn't miss any special tax deductions for 2010. I think that can save you a lot of money.
That's great advice. Well, last year you wrote a Start Over, Finish Rich, which had 10 crucial moves folks needed to make it in 2010 to get back on track. Have your strategies changed for this year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. First of all, I mean, here I am just giving away so much free stuff today, but that book is a book that anybody in 2011 should still read because the message behind this book, well, it's a very short book and it's very fast read. The message was that a recession is a terrible thing to waste. The core philosophy behind this book was how to take advantage of the economy the economy that's recovering after recession because fortunes are made, millionaires are created after recessions. When I started writing this book in 2009, my publisher said, well, how do you know things are going to get better? And I said, because historically, when you look at the markets, they always have enormous rallies after a recession. Well, what we've just seen, the last 2 years have been the best 2 years in the stock market since the 1930s, since the Great Depression. So if you had followed the steps that I laid out in Start Over, Finish Rich, realistically, your returns in the last 12 to 24 months, you've had double-digit returns. The stock market's gone up 96% in the last 2 years. Now, a lot of people listening might think, well, maybe it's too late for me. The good news is we're not fully through the recovery yet, and there's still a lot of money to be made, money to be made in real estate. There's still money to be made in stocks. There's now money made in municipal bonds. So what I would recommend is instead of me suggesting you go out and buy this book, you can actually right now download a copy of Start Over, Finish Rich for free on my website at finishrich.com. And so anyone who's listening, I would say go download this book, read it. The core principles still apply in 2011. It's not too late to take advantage of starting over.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so how are baby boomers, with the understanding that they may be living 25 to 30 years after they retire, how can they manage the money they have and make it last their lifetime?
Well, it's a great question. I think, first of all, what we're seeing is baby boomers are finding out that, unfortunately, they need to keep working. So I think the great truth right now is, you know, if you're a baby boomer and you're going to be living to be in your 80s, 90s, and 100, you're going to need to plan on working longer than you ultimately wanted to. A huge cost of retirement is now not just, you know, the cost to live, it's the cost to pay for healthcare. So continuing to work, and it sounds obvious, but you need to save more money. The average American right now has less than $25,000 saved away in retirement accounts. We're simply not saving enough money. I would tell anybody who is in their baby boomer years right now and is working, your goal should be to be saving at least 2 hours a day of your income right off the top. That comes out to over 20% of your gross income should be being put away automatically into a deductible retirement account. If you're working, you should be maxing out your 401k plan. And the second most important thing I can tell you is if you've got a mortgage, you should be focused on paying that mortgage down faster. There's a record amount of people right now that are taking 30-year mortgages and refinancing to 15-year mortgages. I'm doing the Today Show tomorrow, and we have somebody that's going to ask a question. They have a 7% 30-year fixed mortgage. They want to know if they should refinance it to a 4% 15-year mortgage. And my answer is going to be absolutely. This is a fantastic time to go from 30-year mortgages to 15-year mortgages. And if you're a baby boomer and you do just that, you lock in these really low rates and you pay your mortgage off in 15 years, retirement will be a lot easier for you because you won't have any debt when you reach retirement.
All right. Speaking about taxes, do we all need to be concerned about the two new healthcare taxes that are coming in 2013?
Do we need to be concerned about them? That's kind of a political question. I mean, here's the reality of life. Taxes are going higher. This country can no longer continue to run the way it runs without increasing taxes. And unfortunately, we've had a government, both Democrat and Republican, that has sold Americans a bill of goods, which is we can lower your taxes and we can give you more services. This government can't anymore. We have a $75 trillion complete deficit that this country is running, $1 trillion. And we can't keep running this government this way. So taxes will have to go up. They're first going to try to tax the rich more than the middle class and the poor. But what you can really expect, I think, as the years go on, is that taxes will go significantly higher across the board. And if you have an income over $150,000, you'll see your taxes go up more. And I think there's no question if you're making $1 million a year, you're going to be the first person that sees the biggest increase in taxes. Well, the biggest thing is we've created a new tool this year. My new book that came out in January is called Debt Free for Life.
Right.
We've had a massive mission to get America out of debt, and we've created a new tool called DebtWise. So at DebtWise.com, your listeners can try out this new tool. They can download, but they don't even have to download, it's automated. You go online, it pulls all your debt off your credit file from Equifax. It shows you in seconds how much debt you have, and then it shows you the order in which to pay it down in. So if anybody who's listening has debt, and their goal this year is to reduce their debt, or their goal over the next 2-3 years is to get all their debt paid down, DebtWise is an unbelievable tool, and they can try it for free. It's completely revolutionary. There's never been anything out there like this, because in the past, I've always taught people how to, you know, to do this manually, write out all your debt, figure out how much you owe, figure out when you want to get out of it. This new tool with DebtWise does it all for you in seconds. So people can try it out for a month for free, and then there's a membership fee after that of $14.95. But I would highly suggest they try that out. And on that comes, it also comes with a credit score. So that's really helpful for them also to see their credit score improve.
All right. Well, thank you so much, David. This is great information. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.